Good morning. It's Kingdom Power Fellowship Podcast. We're starting out right on Sunday morning this morning. So get your cup of coffee for your body while I give you a cup of coffee for your spirit. Let's go. Thank you.
How many of you really love him today? But I love him with my whole heart, my mind, and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus. Hallelujah.
I love him, Jesus. I worship the Lord. Just one.
Yes, Lord, I wanted anything. I love you. Thank you.
Does anybody want the Lord to make him over? Just begin to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah.
You know my other side. I can no longer hide. Let you down so many times. Sin freshly crucified. Thought that I had a plan. I had it all figured out. But the more that you try to be by my side, the more I push you out.
All over the building, let me hear you say, Lord, make me over.
Lord, make me over.
Make me over.
Lord,
make me over.
Make me over.
Make me over again.
Make me over again.
Is that anybody's prayer out there tonight?
Make me over again.
Somebody out there sing it, come on.
Make me over again. Make me over again.
Time after time, I failed you. Pierced your side when they already nailed you. Jesus, heal my open wounds. I just want to be more like you. Father, I let you down. What's not like you, just take it out. Reconcile me, Jesus. I just wanna plead you. Wash me and make me whole.
Everybody sing it, Lord, make me over. Lord, make me whole. Lord,
does anybody want the Lord to make them over again? Anybody tired of messing up time after time after time after time? Anybody ready for change? Make some noise up in this place. Lord, make me. Lord, make me.
Lord, make me.
Does anybody want God to make them over? Take out everything that's not like them.
Hey, Lord, make me over.
Lord, I realize.
Lord, there's some things in my life that are just not pleasing.
Lord, I'm tired. Every day at the same time is the same thing, and I'm ready for change, Lord. If you want to change, I want the building to be here to say yo. Let me say yo. Let me hear you say, oh, lift your hands up and say, oh, make me
over.
Take me over. All over, come on. Take me over, Lord.
Take me over again.
Put your hands in me.
Take me over again. 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 Do it, do it, Lord. Take me over again. Make me over again. Do it, do it, Lord. Make me over again. Make me over again. Oh, make me over again. Oh, make me over again.
Let's rip.
for you. I'm thirsty for you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Come on. Hey, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Send somebody high five and say, I told you I'm going to get mine tonight.
I told you I'm going to get mine today.
Yeah.
Sit down if you can. Sit down if you
can. Yeah. Oh. Win.
Hey. Win.
Yes.
Win. Uh-huh. When I think of his goodness.
You better.
Every door he's open.
Yes, sir.
Every way he's made.
Yeah.
Every
Well, yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah.
In that house sometimes.
There's a miracle in the house.
In a house, in a car, at our job. Well,
there's a healing in this room,
mm-hmm.
and it's here for you.
God, we said thank you, Lord, for the hedge of protection around our KPF family, our friends, and those that we came in contact with, even our associates. Now, Lord, we actually brought up the hand of the enemy once again on today and give us safe travel mercies, Father God. And in the same breath, we ask you to forgive us for all the sins that we committed against thee on today and yesterday. Now, Lord, to those that's listed on the Kingdom Power Fellowship Victory Prayer List, we ask you to continue to let them be triumphant in his or her situation. And Lord, to the families that lost family members this year and no last year, we ask you, Father God, to give them strength and understanding. And at this time, we ask you to bless the man of God, Prophet AJ, as he experienced the loss of his sister on this week. And we ask you, Father God, especially touch him, for he is unable to attend the event of his sister. So now, Lord, we ask you to give him a double doses of strength and understanding at this time. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son Jesus' name we pray. Let the redeemed say amen.
Amen.
It's the internet. It's the internet. Boy, that's a problem. Are we too far away from the Wi-Fi? I don't know. Jesus. Oh, something. Well, to God be the glory. This word coming from the fourth. Lord Jesus Christ, and it's coming from four books this morning. We're going to give accolades to three New Testaments, one Old Testament. I'm putting the information up there now. First, Old Testament, chapter 100, verse 2. I saw that this morning and it gravitated to me. Then 2 Corinthians. Let's go to 16 and 18. And then let's go to the book of Galatians. This is gonna be three. Let's do three. Book of Galatians. Chapter 5, verses 1-13 and 17. Amen. And the title is Cover Your Brother. Okay. Cover Your Brother. I'll put up there now in a minute with Five Ben. Are we still connected? Mm-hmm. There we go. We're still connected.
Yes, sir.
I'll give you guys a couple minutes to get there. Psalms 100, chapter 100. Psalms chapter 100, verse 2, in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 7, and then verse 16 and 18. And then we're going to flip over to the book of Galatians, chapter 5, verses 1 and verses 13 to 17. And this one is titled, "Is Cover Your Brother." I need a good breakfast this morning. Tell you that much. Now everything wants to come back into hand. It was meant for us to move on to services. Now everything's working. I said for that song. Verse 2 says, "Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing." Okay. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. Come on, flip it on over. Come out the Old Testament. Come into the New Testament. Let's go flip it. Now, you heard me say this many times from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. "But we walk by faith, not by sight." And then reads to us, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh. Yea, thou we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are times 13 to 17. Which is thus, "For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary to one to another, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would." Understand this, when you cover your brother, Titus covered your brother, and it just dawned that what Paul said in the very first verse of the book of Galatians of chapter 5. He says, "Stand there fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage." He didn't say your bondage. He said the yoke of bondage. Bondage could be anyone's. People walking past is going through, struggling, because your spirit is free and open. Their spirit can jump on your spirit. Just as much as their flesh has jumped on you, you see they got attitude. You see them talking to themselves. You see them stressing. You see they in turmoil, right? And your flesh asks them, what you going to ask somebody that's in your household? You hear them arguing and fussing with somebody. You're going to ask them, what's the problem? What's wrong? Excuse me. You're going to ask them, what's the problem? What's the problem? What's wrong? And then, so if your flesh does that, imagine what your spirit does. Now, spirit jumps on other spirits. Now, don't take the word stand, meaning you standing still. Standing is, let's go back to Ephesians. Ephesians 6. What is standing? Let's go to Ephesians 6. Ephesians 6 is one chapter behind Galatians. I don't know what. I'm still connected.
Yeah.
So, okay. Huh? Ephesians 6. So, see, Ephesians 6, 12, and all the way down. Verse 18. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. Against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having in the breastplate, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. And above all, take the shield of faith, wherever ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So you're not just standing for you. Forgive me, y'all, because you're going to be mentioned in a minute. But when you stand on a force of a battlefield wherewith you not battle against the flesh and blood, but the principalities and evil spirits and darkness of this world. Because at the end of the day, who is the prince of this world? Don't forget, and we, even though we have dominion over Satan, because said we are a royal priesthood. Mm-hmm. You're the chosen generation. But don't forget for a moment that the prince of darkness of the world, the prince of this planet Earth, is Satan. Now, I'm still trying to figure out why in God's turmoil of saying that he made Satan prince of earth over us. But I just said, even though he's the prince and we're the priesthood, we're in the same lineage with the king because of the blood. Last time I checked, it goes from the Godhead to the king, to the king, to the prince. Right? The matter of fact, I'm going to do it right now. We'll have a woman got to use her iPhone on Google. The royalty of lineage. But I believe it's the Godhead. Now, I'm not saying that we are all kings, but we are tied in, we are affiliated in with Jesus Christ, that level. And seniority is above the devil, put it like that. That's what 1 Peter said, right? That's better. So all you gotta do is stand, but before you do all that, you know, met this young man who's battling something. He can't come out and say it because the demons, the little demons that he does have left that's within him won't allow him to say it. But you have to read between the lines when people speak, especially when they're not speaking directly. They're speaking actually, but they're not directly. So, woman of God and I encountered a gentleman who had a what?
A shofar.
A shofar. And a lot of people didn't know what it was. Now, when the sirens sounded where we were, everybody paid attention to the sirens. When people were screaming and yelling, people paid attention to that. But when the shofar was making its noise, no one paid attention to it. And it was loud and clear. It was harmonious. You understand? It was harmonious. And a shofar is when God used to bring forth the Holy Spirit. Now, if somebody blowing a shofar to bring forth the Holy Spirit, to my knowledge, in the New and the Old Testament, I have not heard the Lord say that he cast that out or he cast it away. So that means it still has its purpose and its anointing and the power, regardless who blow it for managing. It's not like the altar of God, no one couldn't touch it. But the shofar, whoever blows it, they know what they're blowing it for. Mm-hmm. And you're blowing for the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And he blew that thing like 3 or 4 times. And I applaud you, my brother. But you know, you're going to overcome your situation. And I just preached about a person or anyone recognizing and identifying your demon. And he in so many words said that what his demon was. So I had to come. So my job as my brother, hey, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Now our bondage is the same thing. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Our bondage was the same caliber, but not to the point that it consumed me. Nor did I partake in such a deal. Come on. Okay. Android to the rescue. So I had to confirm the man's demons, and I had to let him know that you did have to battle, and that's why the devil has not really tried to let you go yet. Mm-hmm. And that's why the Holy Spirit has come over you, but not in the full capacity that it needs to or should. You get a dosage of it, but what you need to identify your demon. And you identify your demon. When one guy and I identify ourselves, and I told him that you have to identify your demon. And identifying your demon, you know what you're dealing with. Look, you good? So I explained to him, it's okay. Once you identify your demon, that you're on the right path, and then you accept the Holy Spirit. You accept the Holy Spirit. Now I told him, I don't know if you believe in if you believe it in your heart, but you confessed it with your mouth many times from my conversation. Now if it's in your heart, then you need to stand with that, go with that. It's okay if you battle with it, because we all battle with our demons in the beginning. But the point is, you identify your demon. And if you fall captive, don't stay captive. Get up and get out again. But this time, when you get up, you get up faster, and you get up harder, you fight harder not to fall back down. And then what I told him, I told him, so, you know, now you have to fight your demon. Mm-hmm. You have to show your demon that you're not afraid of your demon, because you identify your demon. I said, what you need to do, start writing letters to where you came from, and write a scripture and send it to them. That's what you do. You know, I didn't tell him you had to put a return address. I was smart enough not to do that, because he's still getting accolades from it. But, you know, if it's paying your bills, I understand that. If you put food on your table, I understand that too. But how many times are you going to sell your soul to the devil? How many times are you going to sell your soul to the devil? And this is what the word is today. Cover your brother. Some of us got people out there who just, I don't know. You have to be there for people. This is the purpose of loving thy neighbor. Because mm-hmm. You don't know who your neighbor is. I watched him go from people. It was with a couple next to us, talking to them, and the dude blew them off. He walked up to Biggie. He was a big dude, too. He wouldn't intimidate me. So he walked up to him, and the dude walked over to us next. And then my wife, Pastor Arda, says, First Lady says, is that Shafar? And we got into a conversation. And then in the spirit, I saw the spirit hit him. Cause he was about to go someplace else, and the spirit directed him to my foot. Right, you couldn't tell the difference, but he didn't know how to interpret the Holy Spirit yet. He's still learning, and what made my heart go out to the gentleman is that he wanted to learn.
Yes, he did.
He was thirsting to learn. He was trying to learn. And then he's trying to say the right words. They are no right words when you let the Holy Spirit use you. There's no right pronunciation or right way to do it when the Spirit's over you, because you're supposed to just let him use you. You can't control the Spirit.
No, you can't.
So he's learning about that too. But you know what? I didn't educate him about that. That's my mistake, maybe. But at the same time, he's trying to develop his own relationship with God. But what I felt in his spirit, he's trying to pray for me. He was begging for prayer for himself, for me. Am I my brother's keeper?
Amen.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Well, you know that. I'm sorry. Can I say something?
Yes.
You know, that's the thing. You guys both were being obedient. He was being obedient by coming over to you. And even though he thought he was coming to pray for you,
right,
God blessed him by you being obedient mm-hmm. and you praying for him.
Yeah.
And he said, man, I feel good. Like, he really appreciated that.
Right.
So that was just by both of you guys right. being obedient. It blessed both of the brothers got blessed.
And that was being obedient for you to identify what he had, to acknowledge what he had, of the acknowledgement, what it does. Mm-hmm. See the domino effect? It's cover your brother. Because mm-hmm. I seen it. I just said he had a horn in his hand. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. So you didn't allow me to be ignorant in the spirit.
Praise God.
Boom. So I'm going to Google this thing now. Royal lineage.
Yeah, start giving me people's royal lineage, like Princess Diane's, or like they wouldn't give me.
Oh, come on.
Android.
No, because I hit the back button.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like there might be a problem in Android land over there.
Well, whatever. Where you land a chart?
Oh, I didn't put chart.
Well, of course, he's going to come over with Brenton first.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, come on. They got the 12 tribes of Israel. We got Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Israel, Judah.
Praise.
Well, this is a nice one. I'm down with that. Want that. All the way down to Queen Elizabeth.
Really?
This is not, I'm gonna download this chart. Okay, so how's I download that? I'm sorry. That was just very interesting to me. And this one I can't see because it's a blur. Okay, so I didn't do that. With Godhead, let me put Godhead. Well, in the interval you lunch, as I know, and I've seen as a child, the Godhead is the king, queen, the knights, the nobles, then the dukes.
Really?
Is the dukes before the nobles?
I think so. I don't know, 100% sure.
This hotel area, and I'm about a pool area on this side of the room.
They've been so quiet.
His Wi-Fi is terrible here. Now, use the Godhead chart. And I can't read it because it's blurred. But how it's situated in the biblical aspect, of course, you got God first, you got Jesus Christ, you know, and then there was no third leg. But in all aspect, you know, I believe it was Lucifer, and he got cast out of heaven. And then you have your levels, and you have your levels of angels. Mm-hmm. Where do we sit in that? It all depends on the individual, I believe. How does it depend on the individual? Is where God want to position you at. You can't sit at the master table if you don't know the master. Mm-hmm. You can't eat from the cherubim hands or seraphim hands or feed the servants or servants if you don't know the Father. How can you be a part of something that you know nothing of? Mm-hmm. How can you be a part of something if you didn't exercise anything of it? You don't know the foundation of it. And you get to begin the foundation of it. I know, Am I My Brother's Keeper? We preached that before. But now it's about covering your brother. You should know that by now. And this is why the word came to me this morning. Because I've done that just yesterday. Didn't know him from a can of paint. All I know, he carried the fire. We could have left the conversation simple. But I saw my brother struggling because he mentioned it. Within a 3-minute conversation, he mentioned about 6 times about what his demon was. And in those 6 times, he didn't identify what he did with those demons or how he came about. All he knows is he do not want to partake in those demons anymore. He's trying to find other things to do to keep himself occupied and busy to get away from his demons. First of all, once you identify your demons, you can't run away from them. You want to know why? Because Satan's going to put it before you more and more than you ever experienced. Wow. More voluptuous, more tempting, more indulging, and more plentiful, if that's a word, and more tasteful to your eyes and to your lips and to your hands.
And easier access.
And the access, now you only gonna know about that if you indulge in what you see or do, how it come about. Your eyes gonna be able to see because you can see, you're not blind. But now if you let your eyes indulge in it, it's a different story. Now be careful. The Lord said, if you think it, you've done it. And a person like me, if I think and I've done it, I might as well go do it then. That's just my philosophy, but hear me out. And like I told him, if you do fall, don't stay in it. Stand up and stand. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ hath made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. You know where you just came from. You fighting like hell not to get back to that. So for heaven's sakes, stay free of it. I'm going to say it again. Yeah, I said it. You're fighting like hell to stay from it. So for heaven's sakes, stay free from it. How do you stay, for heaven's sakes, free from your hellish fights? You stay prayed up. You identify your demons. You confront your demons as you identify your demons. And then you tell your demons what your demons are and who you are. Because your demons do not identify you. Hey, God, hallelujah. Your demons do not identify you. You know what identifies you?
What?
For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. Mm-hmm. Let's jump down to verse 15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another. Then as I say, then walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh looketh against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And if you get confused, or you lack, or you weak. You get confused for the lack of those things. I want you to keep Romans 12, 1 and 2 in your heart and beat yourself on the head on it. Beat your chest and you just keep saying to yourself, or you rocking, or you swaying, or you jumping up and down. You beat on your chest how you recite. I beseech you for, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies that live a sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Keep saying that. Beat it in your chest. If you got a tap in your head, just tap in your head. And then also say, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Say that to yourself. And as you're saying that to yourself, go on to Matthew 6:33. Keep tapping on yourself. Get in your head. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things unto you. It's one thing to say it, but then when you see the power behind it, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. Keep beating your head. Keep beating your head. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of my mind, that ye may prove that it is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. And then also say, I got to present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is my what? My reason was service. Now, I don't give a flip if you get it in order or not, but say it. Get it in your body. You can say Romans 12:2 and Romans 12:1. Get it in your body. Get in your head and get into your spirit. Then as you get into your body and get into the spirit, start living it. Start living it. Just as much as you go to work every day faithfully, and you get there on your job faithfully, and you do the same tasks over and over and over again that you was trained to do. Now train your spirit to be the same way. You can do it.
Amen.
You give man so much faith. Why don't you give God the same kind of faith? Now leave you with that. To God be the glory. Because I'm trying to cover my brothers. Amen.
Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you on today. We thank you for your word that went forth, Father God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we will keep in our remembrance, Lord God, to cover our brothers, Father, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we thank you, Lord God, that you loved us enough, Lord God, that you cover us, Father, on a daily basis, Father. God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for the man of God. We thank you for his obedience, Father, his consistency, God. God, we thank you for him bringing forth the word on today, God. God, we ask that it bless someone, Father God. And God, we ask that you bless him, Father God. Yes, that you touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Father God. God, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you for it, God, and we count it. Lord God, it's done, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. As we leave this place, God, but never your presence, God. We just ask, oh God, may the Lord, your word watch over us, God. Cover us, protect us, and guide us until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And all that I have said today, let this room with you. You have the scriptures. Put into your heart, Romans 12:1-2. And just as much faith that you try to rush to get to work on time, we cite 3 or 4 verses. Just as much dedication, you stay your 8 hours at work, give God 15, 20 minutes every day. Give him 30 minutes. We all got time. We all can make time. We all can find time to do something else. That's something else, you give God 30 minutes. Whatever, 30 minutes, 15, 20 minutes, give God some time. But embedding the scripture into your heart, I never thought I could do that. But then I, as my pastor back then, made us recite so many scriptures. Matter of fact, Romans 12:1-2 is one of them. Matthew 6:33 was one of them. But it's how it gravitated to me because he told us to recite it, but then I thought about what's the point of reciting it and knowing it and not using it.
What you say now?
So you got people reciting, right? You got people reciting scripture, but for what? So we have a week to study, and I'm trying to put it into my head, and you know, then the word just hit me. What's this you reciting it just so you can get an A? You're not getting graded for this. The purpose is so that you can utilize it in your daily life. Yeah. And then once I start to apply the words that I'm reciting into my life, that's when the Holy Spirit starts to reveal itself to me more and more. So I say unto you, grab one to your spirit, and grab one that you can be edified, glorified, then justified. Mm-hmm. This is Apostle Smith. from the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace Mercy Peace in Christ Church. I'm one of many first lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. We say we love you, and we also say, for we walk by faith, not by sight. And but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. God bless. See you tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. Have a safe day, safe and blessed day.